It's time for today's daily devotional. Don't forget, if you've missed any of the series this week on running out of gas, they are posted on our website at WBYZ94.com, and you can get the PDF to go along with it. We're on day five, wrapping it up. Today, we're going to talk about being lost, low, and looking for fuel. Of course, our scripture focus the entire week is Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. When you're running on empty, boy, I tell you what, when you're running on empty is hard, but it's even harder when you do not know where to go to fill back up, or worse, where you're not kind of sure how, right? We've all had that moment on a road trip. We see that light come on. It says low on gas. You're in an unfamiliar place. You're hoping and praying, and you got your fingers crossed and your GPS, and you're hoping that the next exit's going to have a gas station. And you're stressed out because now all of a sudden you start praying. You're watching that gauge. You're slowing down. And sometimes in life, we feel that spiritually. We feel drained. But we just don't know where to go. We haven't been to church in a while, or we're out of rhythm, or we just feel completely disconnected. Church is God's filling station. Not just the building, but the people, the songs, the scripture, the silence, the encouragement, the reminder that we are not alone and that grace is still available. You may not even feel like going when you're empty, but that's often when you need to go the most. The other thing we want to talk about this morning is when you don't know how to refuel your tank, right? Well, of course, there are times like when you're a new driver, and you don't know how to fill up the tank, or maybe you're in a rental car and you're not sure what side it's on. We're spiritually new or in a new season, and we can feel lost. Maybe prayer feels foreign. Maybe the Bible seems confusing to you. Maybe it's like driving a rental car and just not knowing where the gas tank is or how to open it. Or maybe, like in Oregon or New Jersey, you find yourself in a place where you're not even allowed to pump it yourself because you need someone else's help. That's okay. That's why the church exists, to come alongside one another, to teach, to pray, to show the way. There's no shame in not knowing, only in pretending that we don't need help. God promises in Isaiah, isn't for the strong who figure it all out. It's for the faint. It's for the confused, the wandering. He gives strength. He fills the tank, and often he does that through his people. Let's go to prayer today. God, sometimes we feel lost and low. We don't always know where to go or how to fill up. But thank you for the gift of the church, for the people who walk with us, and for the grace that meets us even when we are empty. Teach us how to rest, how to receive, and how to refill. Lead us to the right places and the right people. In every circumstance, remind us to come to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.